Last week, singer-songwriter Joy Mover made number one on the Adult Contemporary chart with a song called Home Sweet Home. I was thrilled to see her hit number one, and I wanted to play something for you. You see, I'm always telling you that I play things from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I even say right up to, you know, 5 minutes ago. And I don't often play extremely current music, just because the nature of our radio station is, you know, pretty much we're a classic rock house, although we do have little windows of other things over the course of the week. So I want to play you something by Joy Mover. I'm going to play her song called Only the Wind, and here we go. That was Only the Wind by Joy Mover off of her Joy Mover album. And surprise of surprises, speak of the devil, I got a phone call while that was on. And let me see if I can bring this caller in. Are you there?
I am here.
This is Joy Mover, everybody. And she called in, said, hey, what are you doing playing my song? Welcome, Joy.
Well, thank you for having me.
Michael,
great to be here. Great to be here.
Yeah, Joy and I were talking over the weekend. How's your brother doing, Joy? He was in a car accident.
Hey. Actually, he was in the hospital, but it was not. He had pneumonia.
I'm sorry, wrong person. Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah. There's been a lot going on recently, I guess.
Joy and I were talking Saturday about this, and we were dumping over each other because we had so much stuff to catch up on. But my gosh, Joy, you got a number one hit on the Adult Contemporary chart last week. Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's shocking and surprising and ecstatic and wonderful. I'm like really in thrill mode.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have it. I'll play it in a moment here so that everyone can hear it. It's called Home Sweet Home. But Joy and I, we grew up, 10, 15 miles away from each other, I think it was? You were in Swampscott, I was in Peabody.
Right. I mean, just through a bunch of traffic, though.
Well, not really, because you just go, Vernon Square. There's always Vernon Square. But we hung out the same haunts in Boston, and we drove the same beaches. And tell me, were you ever, I didn't ask you this, were we ever spend any time on Nahant Beach late at night with the drag races?
Oh, well, no. I left before I was old enough to do that.
It's a crazy place. It's a beautiful place, and the food is fantastic. So tell me what it's like hitting number one and getting the phone call saying, hey, Joy, guess what?
Well, you know, this is, it's just like I'm feeling like I'm just going to let the universe surprise me. You know, it's kind of like, I guess anytime something good happens, it's a surprise because maybe that's a pessimistic viewpoint, but, you know, I mean, there's so much that's going on in the world that, you know, isn't always, you know, reflective of what you do. And, you know, it's not necessarily cause and effect, an immediate cause and effect. So, you know, when you record something a while ago and all of this time and process through the music, you know, through the whole, you know, process of mastering and putting it out there, of trying to have it heard, is a continuous work in progress, you know, at all times.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, now a lot of times the stories I'm telling here on the show are, you know, behind the scenes stories about songs and behind the scenes stories about touring and so on. You just bring up a really interesting point that I don't think I've hit, and that is that once a song is written and produced and it's on the master tape or even on the CD, that's just the beginning of stuff because, you know, there's a whole process by which promoters get it out to the radio stations and the general public gets to hear it. And, you know, the music industry has changed so much with being able to buy individual cuts online and so much is done through, Django or iHeartRadio or, you know, all those streaming music services. But, I mean, you're very much an independent musician. You're living in Rhode Island now, aren't you?
I am, and, you know, the independent musician, it's kind of like an oxymoron in a way, because you kind of have to be a moron to be an independent musician.
Which you are definitely not. Come on.
Well, you know, talking about learning the hard way, I mean, most people learn the hard way. You know, it's hard to learn, first of all. It's hard to learn when you don't know anything about a particular aspect of the music world. You know, when you are a performer, you perform and you learn music and you practice music and you perform it, but you don't actually, you're not involved in the business of music. And there is no, direct their parallel paths, but they don't meet at any point.
Well,
so you think if you can do one, that it will generalize to the other, but there are no points that meet in between.
No, it's an ongoing process, and it is a process. Some people spend their entire lives and never get there at all. I'm sure you've noticed that your little town, Rhode Island, is the absolute epicenter of music. You know, I mean, most people.
It's a wonderful place for music. It absolutely is. I mean, it's only 2.5 hours outside of New York, so we have a lot of New York, people that play in New York, and then they come here, you know, and
yes.
They hang in the summertime, and you know, and they're all and they love New England, and it's magnificent. I mean, I am, you know, really just outside of Mystic, Connecticut, which
it's just a ferry ride to the island. And then
it's just a ferry ride to the island and to the city. It's just like a hop and a skip, you know. So recording or playing out there, you know, is really.
And there's a tremendous music scene in Providence and in Hartford and in Worcester and in Boston. And those are all within a couple hours of where you are, too. I mean, it's really.
Well, I think there are more music schools in the areas that you mentioned than there may be in half the country.
Well, sure. And people think of the record companies being in Los Angeles, but the great recording studios are all over the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, I want to play your hit there, the Home Sweet Home, for these guys, for my audience. I believe that, I'm going to do that. And then, you know what? I got a couple of your songs because I have your album. But I have a couple of your songs.
Cool.
I think that we'll play a couple. If you can hang around for a few minutes, we'll play one of your songs. We'll come back and we'll talk about your influences.
That'd be great. I'm here.
All right. So we'll be back in 2 minutes and 51 seconds with Joy Mover. Right now, we're going to listen to one of her songs. This one was number one on the Adult Contemporary chart just a week ago. Here we go.
It is number one.
That it is number
present.
One.
It is presently within the week, number one.
I'm sorry.
Now. And you are the first to play Only the Wind. You were the first to play
really?
Only the Wind. And now, you know, this is great. I'm really
excited. Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that KOSW LP 91.3 FM in Ocean Shores, Washington, debuted Joy Mover's song Only the Wind?
That's correct.
Oh, my word.
That is correct.
Huh. Well, now I have to make you pause for a second and say, hi, this is Joy Mover, and I debuted my song Only the Wind on KOSW LP 91.3 FM.
Hi, this is Joy Mover. Well, whenever you like.
All right, I'll be quiet. Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, do it.
All right. Okay, hi, this is Joy Mover, and I'm excited to announce I just debuted my song Only the Wind on KOSW LP 91.3 FM.
Wow, you didn't have to cue you twice. That was awesome. I will cut that out of there, and I'll see if I can't get Trey to use that as a SID. That was awesome. Thank you very much. Let me play that song, and you and I will be back in what is it, 4 minutes 19, right?
I think it is. Yes, exactly.
here we go.
We got it down there.
Okay, that was Home Sweet Home by Joy Mover, and actually, I have my friend Joy Mover on the air here with us today. Say hello, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Yeah, I thought, I knew that was coming.
You know, I'm sorry.
New England, what are you going to do?
You know, I'm full of puns, you know. I'm full of puns, and that's kind of my humor. My brother tells stories, the other one does, imitations and impressions, but I actually submitted 10 puns to a pun contest, one hoping that I would win some, you know, win one, one of them.
Yeah.
But no pun in 10 one.
Okay. You know, I don't have a drum roll here, do I? Here, wait a minute, I'll do this one.
What? No pun intended. What do you mean?
I'll try this one.
Of course I blew it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That was me. Okay.
I have never accused you of having the punniest timing. All right. Anyway, so I know that you like, you like David Bowie, you like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, you like all that. And, for the record, we're of the same generation. Your vocal stylings is a little bit like, I don't know, like Joni Mitchell maybe, or, somewhere in that groove. But frankly, honestly, I enjoy listening to you more so than her, but how do you like that?
Wow. I like that.
Have I never told you that?
You know, this might be a first. Do you want to record that as a liner?
Sure. Here we go. Ready? Hi, okay. this is Cap on my radio show, on my radio station, and saying that I like Joy Mover more than I do Joni Mitchell.
Whoa. And Joy Mover says, whoa.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's get on to something fun.
Wow, you know, that really moves me.
That moves you.
It's hard to move a mover. You know?
I moved the mover. Yeah, okay.
And
for my listeners, this is the way Joy and I talk to each other for long periods of time while our families groan and go in the other room and eat popcorn. Let's go flag.
Some of us are more verbose than others. What do you want from life? You know?
This is true. This is true. And we are in that groove. What do you want to listen to? Since you're here, I'll let you introduce a song. You want to listen to something by Joe Cocker, maybe something by Joni Mitchell? What do you want to listen to?
Well, since we mentioned Joni, and, there was a song called California.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
I think really, she wrote Woodstock. She wrote the song Woodstock that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young performed and were famous for. But, you know, it wasn't written yet at Woodstock. I don't know if a lot of people know that the song had not even been conceived prior to Woodstock. Joni Mitchell could not make it to Woodstock. She was somewhere else performing. She had another prearranged gig and couldn't make it. So, however, I would recommend checking out her version of Woodstock, which is really the original intention of the song. And on that vein, this is the era we're talking about. So in context, we're talking about California in the 1960s, late 60s, early 70s. And she had just gotten some serious, great press and great. She was in high popularity, high demand. And she had been traveling. And as you'll hear from the song, you'll hear her, how she comes back home, and that's kind of the beauty of the time. I think, you're actually in a time capsule when you're listening to the song. Mm-hmm. So much was going on, and she describes it so beautifully, like her painting. You know, she writes like she paints, and she sings, in her own way, completely.
Right. The song California was on her 71 album, Blue. Yeah. She wrote it while she was living in France.
And, exactly.
Yeah.
And she was longing for
being in California.
So much, out of that. Yeah. She was California dreaming, literally, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's funny, too, because that song was written in New York. But it's the longing. Well, it was. But
makes sense, though. You know, like you always want to be somewhere you're not, and you always want, but you can't. Yeah, whatever. It's all that, right?
You know, this is making me want to look up Led Zeppelin's Going to California and ask where that one was made, because I've never asked that question. But so let's listen to Joni Mitchell's California. And and that's going to be 3:48, and we'll be back. This is Cap on KOSW Radio, 91.3 FM, with Joy Mover as a guest on Reflections. Today, Monday, July 15th, 2019, it is 1:52, and you don't care about any of that. You just want me to play the song. So here it is. That was Joni Mitchell with California, and I'm on the phone with Joy. Whoops, let's stop that. There we go. I guess Joe Cocker wants to play. We'll have to leave him there for later. I'm on the phone with Joy Mover, who currently has the number one hit song on American Contemporary. I mean, Adult Contemporary charts. And she was kind enough to call in and say hello. And we were talking before the break about Joni Mitchell and songs that people write as they're yearning to go to California. And while we were listening to Joni Mitchell, she and I started talking about what, Joy?
Remind me.
Food. Remind me.
Food allergies. Allergies.
Yeah, well, my family's full of allergies, and we get no end of fun about that. But yeah, I really miss the food in New England. And you're in the greatest part there, being in Rhode Island, because Providence has that mix of the new Manhattan, deli thing and the Boston chowder house thing, and the pizza there is great.
Well, the Stonington scallops are the best, I think, anywhere in that I've ever had them, and there's something else here too, which is the architecture, the architecture of New England that just surpasses anything, you know, especially in the marinas, you know, in those old marina, the fishing towns, and you know, these places where these boats are just, you know, have been going out from the time that the first ships came to the country.
Yeah,
you know,
some of those docks have been there for 350 years.
Yeah, the history is just phenomenal, and there's so much embedded in this area that pales in comparison, you know, by comparison to other places. And I really enjoy architecture. I really enjoy, you know, the art, you know, just seeing these buildings. And I live in a house that's 120 years old myself.
Yep. Well, I had a Victorian up in Athol, up in the North Quabbin area.
I know Athol. What an Athol. Anyway, yes. I wasn't supposed to say that on the air. You're not supposed to.
I can see you. I can. Yes. I can see your Athol from here. Yeah, I know. I know all the jokes.
I work with someone from there, actually, and every time they asked her where she was from, she actually had to say that.
Yeah, well, no, you say. Well, I live in a little town not far from Orange, just near Phillipson, right around you. You know, Royalston. You know, and they say, "What's the name of it?" Well, let me spell it for you.
Here it is. Here's the map.
Yeah, I lived there for like 20 years, and literally had. You know, you'd be conducting business on the phone with somebody, and you would tell them that you were from Athol, and they'd hang up on you, thinking that you're swearing at them. And you call back, and you'd have to go, "Okay, look, I didn't say anything wrong. That's where I live. You know, it's spelled Athol." But anyway, you were talking about
this. You digress.
Yeah. Well, I do often.
There's not much good food in Athol, though. I have to say, there is not much great food in Athol. It may be in New England, but you have to be on the coast.
Well,
because you might as well, you know, be in. That's what I found. Like even in Maine, if you're not on the coast and you ask for seafood, they'll give you frozen seafood.
Oh yeah, yeah. There was a horrible, horrible seafood place in Athol called New England Fresh Seafood, and it's the only place in the world I've ever been served fried clams that were, you know, raw in the middle. It was not a good thing. But I have to say that I have to disagree with you about food in Athol for two reasons only.
Okay, please. Inform me.
Okay, next time you're in Athol, you know where the post office is. Go across the street. There's an old mobile station there that they've turned into something. I don't know what it is now. Behind that is a little Chinese takeout place called Eight Dragon. And the guy who runs it is a good friend of mine. Actually, oh man, they make crab rangoons like you wouldn't believe. Their lo mein is just to die for. And that East Coast fried rice you can't get out here on the West Coast.
And, that's true. You can't get East Coast fried rice anywhere.
Yeah, but Eight Dragon, and you know, I asked him once. I says, "Hey Ming, why Eight Dragons?" He goes, "Oh," he says, "seven not so lucky and nine too many." And I'm not even joking.
No, because eight in numerology is, yeah, you know, they're into that. I mean, totally. Eight has a significance.
But I just thought it was funny the way he put it. It was seven not so lucky and nine too much, nine too many.
You know, right. How weird, because we think of seven as being lucky.
Yeah.
Right. There's some games for us that are lucky, but for them.
And over on Exchange Street, next door to the police station, like two doors away, I think it's all right next door now because there's nothing in between them anymore. Just before you go over the Exchange Street Bridge, there's a pizza parlor there called
Main Street Pizza.
No. Don't go there. Please don't go there. No, it's Tool Town. Okay. It's Tool Town Pizza. Tool Town Pizza.
Oh, that's an interesting name.
Yeah, the subs are okay.
It sounds very Italian, you know, not.
Yeah, it's a Tool Town Pizza.
Is it Greek? No. Is it Italian? Kind of pizza? We're very into Italian here. I mean, we're very into pizza in Rhode Island.
Yeah, it's Greek. It's Greek pizza. It's Greek pizza, but it's very good Greek pizza. The reason it's Tool Town is because of Sterrett's. Now, Athol, Massachusetts,
course,
is the home of Sterrett,
right.
Tools.
I know. Yeah. It's the biggest employer in that entire region. I know. Very
next to the hospital, Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Yes, Gardner Hospital. Oh, Athol Hospital.
Athol Memorial. You know, Athol Memorial is now merged with Gardner, and nobody listening to us cares. Because they're going, "Athol, I'm not going to Athol." Anyway, you were talking about the scallops in Rhode Island, and I will see your scallops, and I will meet them. I will see them with Ipswich River clams.
Oh, Oh, you're right. Ipswich, you can't beat Ipswich anything. You know, the clams are outrageous. They're just totally outrageous.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I happen to like scallops better than clams because I'm not big on bellies and stuff. And it's tough. If they don't cook them perfectly and all the sand, if they don't take all that off, it grosses me out. So I generally stick with scallops. But, you know, my brothers love clams. And they would kill for clams.
Honestly. Well, there's the clam box at Ipswich, and then there's the Essex Clam House.
Yeah.
Those two are just amazing. Then you got to go up to Gloucester and get your lobster. Woodman's, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, never mind. We're going to do this thing. We're going to talk about everything else. Chicken fingers at Land and Sea. Right at the Rotary.
You know what? That went over me. It was Bill and Bob's. We had that.
Okay. You trump me. You trump me. Bill and Bob's. Okay. Bill and Bob's roast beef. And, you know, I don't know. Last time I was in Beverly, which is where Bill and Bob's is, and I took a group of people there for Bill and Bob's roast beef, and it wasn't like it used to be. Although the chicken parm was good. I have to take people up to Amesbury now, up to Route 110 roast beef. Pete lays out a super beef on a toasted onion roll with the mayo and the cheese and the horsey sauce. Oh, it's just, you can't get it in your mouth fast enough. And when it's gone, if you can finish it, you order another one. Who cares if you're
full?
Wow, This is why.
No, I hear you.
That Route 110 roast beef, that is why the Romans had the binge and purge thing with the, it was for the 110 roast beef. Okay. We got to stop the food. I'm hungry. It's 2 o'clock. I'm in the studio until for another hour. I don't get to eat. And you got a refrigerator in front of you.
Not in front of me, downstairs.
Okay, we're not allowed to laugh for 5 minutes. Let's play something. Oh, okay. What do you want to play? How about Joe Cocker wanted to play. You're a Cocker fan, right?
I am, yes.
And you like Delta Lady, which is the song that was on my list today anyway. Why don't I throw that on? And
that would be a great idea.
What can I tell you about Delta Lady? It's just a song you got to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What album was that on? Was that on the same album that he did, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was a cool album. Joe Cocker, man, is there a man on earth with more oomph and soul to his music? I mean, he puts every ounce into every note that comes out of his mouth.
Honestly, it's an experience. The only other one I've ever seen even come close, believe it or not, is Al Green. I saw him live sing. And I was in another altered state. It was just incredible to hear him live. Just unbelievable.
Joy.
But, you know, completely different styles, obviously, of music, the same intensity. Like, you just.
Intensity, that's the word. That's the word, yeah.
Right. Just, you wanted him. And the thing about Al Green was that he used to hold back. You know, he used to sing those really soft notes, and then they'd get higher and higher, you know, and louder.
And then he'd just bowl you over, yeah.
Oh my God, he had such an amazing sense of surprise.
Yeah.
You know, and that is such a big part of music.
You know, he has that sense of surprise to the same degree that Old Blue Eyes had that pause. His ability to just pause, and the phrasing was like, that phrasing makes no sense at all, but thank you for doing it that way. Listen, I just saw the clock and realized it's 2:06. I have to do these PSAs. So hang on, let me do those, and then we'll come back, and then we'll do Delta Lady.
Delta Lady.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
This is the sound of the shores, KOSWLP 91.3 FM, Ocean Shores, Washington. You can listen to us online at koswradio.com.
Hey, I'll leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Okay, this is Cap, and we're back. This is Reflections on a Monday afternoon. I'm joined by Joy Mover, singer-songwriter from Rhode Island, a friend from 10 miles from where I grew up. She grew up in Swampscott, Massachusetts, and I grew up in Peabody, Massachusetts. And we have a lot in common and we've known each other what feels like forever. We've been laughing for the last half hour, and we're going to laugh a little bit longer. I know she has things to do this afternoon, but right before the break, we were talking about Joe Cocker. And Joy, are you there? Say hello and
say
what you were going to say about about Joe Cocker and Delta Lady.
Well, I guess what I have to say is that this song is just, there was a lot about Ray Charles that Joe Cocker, had. You know, there was a lot of stylistic things that were similar. And in this one, you know, he had his backup singers. That was one of them. You know, he had the backup singers doing kind of a gospel thing. And this song is just something that when you hear it, you know, when I first saw him do it and then I heard him, you know, it was just an experience. You know, it's an experience. So if you have this, turn it up loud and just experience it, because it is just something you got to hear. It's just, and your mind, yes, your mind, Delta Lady, you know, I mean, that's like what more can you say?
Well, you know, Delta Lady, well, the song was written by Leon Russell. And
it was,
and
yes.
It's about,
Leon Russell was in his band. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Leon Russell was like.
And it's about Rita Coolidge. And because Leon Russell moved to Memphis in 67 and he met Rita Coolidge, and they were dating in 69 when Joe Cocker was doing this album, and Leon Russell was there and she was there, and he contributed to the song. And it's just.
Wow, yeah, no, that makes total sense. I actually did not know that.
Well, I got one more for you. The female background vocalist yep. is Rita Coolidge.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
this has been very informative.
I got one over on you. I didn't know you didn't know that. Yeah.
I won't use the T word, but, you know, you did it. Yep, definitely.
The T word. Okay, whatever. You know, can you imagine? Okay, listeners got to imagine this. If Joy and I sit down in a room to listen to music together, we never play the music because we talk about it. And you go, hey, do you remember that song? And then 10 minutes later, everyone else is going, can we play it, please? You know, so here, let's
right.
Let's play it for
well,
them.
You know, the best thing about the good old days, right? You know, the best thing about the good old days is that, you know, we were neither good nor old.
Nor old, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The word, I forget who said that, but that, you know, that is a truth.
Well, if you're going to go there, then I have to say it. These are the good old days because, you know, 5 years from now, this is it. So what we're doing, or what you're doing, what anybody is doing right now is going to become their good old days. So make the most of it, guys. You know, life
is awesome. But we were talking
awesome.
About Rita Coolidge and not Carly Simon.
Well,
these are the good old days.
I know. Tangent, squirrel.
There you go. You know.
No, we weren't talking about Rita Coolidge. We were talking about Joe Cocker. And I'm going to play a song right now.
Beautiful voice, Leon Russell. Well, the connection of Leon Russell and Joe Cocker should not be understated because they were a team. They were amazing.
Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Absolutely.
There you go. Okay, here's Joe Cocker with Delta Lady. And we're back. This is Cap with Reflections on a Monday afternoon. I am joined by Joy Mover, who currently has the number one song on adult contemporary charts. And she was kind enough to call in when I played one of her other songs, which inadvertently turned out to be a debut. I didn't realize that when you sent that to me, that it was a song that hadn't been released.
It has never been released on radio. Mm. So none. You know, this is so yes on commercial radio. So I have been basically, you know, just putting things on my website, and you know that's where things have been going.
Which
I
by the
had
which
on,
is
on commercial radio.
Your website is joymover.com.
Joymover.com, right. Yeah. And so, you know, and I've been just on the internet, Facebook and all of that, and I had not had a national radio promotion, so this is the first song that was promoted was Home Sweet Home. Mm-hmm. So that really is the only song so far that has been played on commercial radio of any of my music, and now Only the Wind is the second one to have premiered on your show.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't have everything here with me. I have some other of your music. I wanted to play Maria's song.
Great.
But you were saying something about a song called Home Sweet Home. What's the deal with that?
Heaven in Your Heart.
Oh, Heaven in Your Heart. Oh, okay. Well, Home Sweet Home's the one that I'm sorry. You're right. Heaven in Your
Heart. That's okay.
I need food. Somebody bring me a cheeseburger.
You do.
No ketchup. I'm allergic to tomatoes. All right. Anyway, Home Sweet Home is the song that you are currently number one on adult contemporary. Heaven in Your Heart is the one that I meant. And it's just the fact that they both start with H and they both have, you know, it's Heaven in Your Heart and Home Sweet Home. They both had double H's. I'm sorry.
It's, what is that, alliteration?
If they were next to each other, it would be. No, it's just it's just something to confuse me. That's all. No, it was, I brought to the station.
Onomatopoeia. You know, alliteration, all of that. Yeah, they're hard. You know, synonyms.
No, not synonyms. No, not metaphors.
Irony. All of that.
Well, the whole show's irony.
Irony. Well, you know, the thing about poetry, I mean, I do use that in my songs.
Well, you have
poetry,
to.
You know, because, you know, heaven in my heart, home sweet home, it's just kind of odd that you mentioned that because I hadn't even put that together yet, those two were like that. That's wild, actually. Interesting.
Okay, I'm asking
you. But heaven in your heart, is that what you're asking about? Is that?
Well, no, I'm asking you. I only brought, like, I think four songs with me I only put four songs into our library. I put Heaven in Your Heart, Home Sweet Home, Maria's Song, and Only the Wind. I had planned on playing Maria's Song, but you were talking about Heaven in Your Heart. So I'm offering to play one more of your songs if you would tell me which one of them you want me to play.
No, I wasn't expecting you to play more than Home Sweet Home, to be honest with you. So the fact that you're even offering to play another one, and then you're asking me to make a decision. So eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
You're from Rhode Island. You're never going to make a decision. I'm just going to have to play one.
There you go. You know, you got my number here, 401. Yeah. That's the one.
I'm leaving that. Yes. No, I'm leaving that. I'm leaving that one alone. Okay, you keep this up, and I'm going to play some Crosby, Stills, and Nash instead.
You know, I mean, like Maria's Song. Maria's Song is actually, you know, I think a great song.
I love it.
Play. You know, I mean, for right now, I mean, as far as, you know, the theme of Maria's Song is, you know, is finding, you know, is continuing to try to believe in yourself. You know, and I mean, that's a really powerful, I mean, the message of Maria's Song came from my heart because it's about my good friend. And, she has been a very, you know, someone who's been in my life for many, many, many years and, over time. So she was going through a really sad situation. Her fiance had passed away from a brain tumor at like 30.
Yikes.
And, you know, and this song was written because she went into, you know, she wore
black. A depressive state, yeah. Yeah. She mourned.
You know, she wasn't really interested in getting out or doing anything. And there came an opportunity, there came a time that, you know, it was like, okay, now, you know, it's the time, you know. So this is, and she had to leave. She to do that, she went to San Francisco. I mean, she left Boston and she moved to San Francisco, thousands of miles, you know, away from me. But thankfully there's, you know, there's the internet, there's all of that. But, so that song was written in trying really to inspire her to feel like she could continue to live.
That sounds like an introduction I can't avoid. So let's listen to Maria's Song. You've made your decision.
All right.
Okay. So let's do that, and we'll talk to everybody else later. Hang on. Here's Maria's Song, everybody. This is Joy Mover off of the album Joy Mover from Joy Mover Records and joymover.com. Here we go. Maria's Song. Okay, that was Maria's Song by Joy Mover, who is on the phone with us. And you're going to have to get going soon, I know. We've been on the phone longer than we expected. I really want to thank you for calling in. Feel free to call in anytime I play your song. Or just feel free to call in. It's nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Michael. It's been fun, really.
You let out the M word. cap. Okay. Okay. On the East Coast, everybody knows me by my first name, Michael. And on the West Coast, everyone knows me by Cap. On air, I'm Cap.
Yeah. Right.
And my friends my friends on the East Coast always forget to call me Cap. My friends on the West Coast never call me Michael. Okay.
Wow. You know, like two different scenarios. It's
It comes from the superhero days. I can't escape the Captain Video persona. It just follows me. You know, I'm known too well on the West Coast as Captain Video. All right. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. That was a very different from your other songs.
It is different. Yeah. You know, I just have different moods and I write, you know, what I feel and what I hear.
Wait a minute. A woman has more than one mood? No. Really? Way.
Well, less as time goes on.
That's not cool.
They just repeat. It's a cycle, yeah.
Okay, I have to explain to the listeners that we have limitations because of our streaming license and FCC regulations on what they refer to as public radio. They consider us public radio because we are city-owned. So we are limited to playing no more than three songs from a particular album, and that would have been the third song from your album. I can't play anymore in spite of the fact that I really wanted to play Heaven in Your Heart, which is currently been released and is making its way up the charts and hopefully I hope it gets up to the top 10 and maybe another number one for you. But I will play that next Monday on my show. Yeah, so I have to apologize. I can't play four songs by you in a 3 hour.
Well, then I just might call in next Monday after I hear it.
You can't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, it's worth trying. Yeah.
All right, I've got when we were talking about California and Joni Mitchell, I queued up Woodstock by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which is a song written by Joni Mitchell. And I think that we'll play that, and we're going to have to say goodbye because I know you got things to do this afternoon. It's 2:30 now, so thanks.
It's a beautiful day in Rhode Island, and there's stuff that is pending here. But thank you so much. It was like I said, it was a great time, and I appreciate it very much.
All the best to you, to Steve, and best wishes to your brother. I hope he gets better and well fast. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is the noise of a McDonald's bag with a cheeseburger with a tag on it that says, sit down.
Enjoy your Happy Meal.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to just bring this up a little bit so you can hear what's going on. And that microphone right there. Who are you?
I'm Joe Gregatich.
This is Joe. Joe just brought me a cheeseburger. I was half kidding. The other half was not kidding.
How beautiful is that? You know. Maybe you could have requested anything.
Well, I don't know. I want a Lamborghini.
That ain't gonna happen.
And the boss tells me no one listens to my show. Joe, I don't know how to thank you.
That's okay.
That was amazing. Pleasure. That's awesome. I'm going to eat it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play Woodstock. I ought not. I ought to go digging in the library here and pull up Cheeseburger in Paradise. But that would take me longer than it takes me to click the little button here to play Woodstock. Joy, thank you for calling again. Have yourself a wonderful day, and all my love back to New England. And keep smiling. Call me anytime you want.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Hey,
Captain Man. Absolutely. Captain Video from now on. All right.
Okay, Joy. Take care. Bye-bye.